Stoy Day Thuria Majda Chof Gimel Keshvan Tovshin Pei Aleph Rav Malcha Litvin.
Shalom Avracha, it's gewaldig to be here. Those that are on the screen, good morning to all of you also. Those on the phone. We're holding in Chodesh Cheshvan. I always like to try, at least once a month, to speak about the month. The Chodesh, the month of Cheshvan, which is in now. Now in Cheshvan, the Sefer Tehillim brings down, and we all know, the Mabul started in Cheshvan. The Mabul started in Cheshvan. The Sefer Yetzirah writes, the muzzle of Chodesh Cheshvan is the Akrov, is the scorpion. But I'd like to talk about the Indian connected to the Mabul, which started in Cheshvan, which is Negea, to this month. When the end of the Mabul, Noach now wants to discover the new world, which has now been uncovered from the water. So it says that Noach sent two birds. He sent the Oirev, and he sent a Yonah, he sent a raven, and after he sent the raven, he sent a dove. So the first question is, nothing is stub. Noach chose these two birds. There must be a reason behind it. We're at a time now, a pivotal moment, the world is being rebuilt. Why did he choose these two birds to send out the table? Now, let's just understand the background. Noach was the Baal Chesed. He was giving food to all the animals for a whole year. And then he has a discussion with the raven while he's sending him out. The Yalkut Shemoini brings down that Noach says to the background, there's the whole background story that happens between the raven and Noach. The raven says to Noach, why are you sending me out? Why are you sending me out the Teva? You've got so many animals and birds in the Teva you can send out. You do realize, he says to Noach, if you send me out, then if I get intercepted on my mission, there'll never be a raven again in the world. The Oirev, the species of Oirev, will never survive because there's only me and my wife. There's only two of us. That's what the raven says to him. And then Rish Lakish brings down another time that the raven says, I don't understand. There were seven kosher animals, but that kosher animals, there's seven of each. So why are you sending me, which there's only one, me and my wife? That is what the raven has a taina to Noach. And listen to Noach's answer. Noach answers the raven, and he says, if not for the Medrash, I wouldn't be able to say it. Noach, the Baal Chesed of the world, says, Matsurecha Ilam Bacha. Who needs you? Who needs you, Mr. Raven? Who needs you? We can't eat you, we can't bring you as a korban, we have no tachlis for you. And Noach says to the raven, there's no need for you in this world. So there's a few questions here which are begging explanation. First of all, why is Noach talking to the Oirev? Why is Noach talking to the raven in such a rough way? Who needs you in the world? Secondly, the raven has a good taina. Noach, why are you sending me on such a dangerous mission where it could be I'll get intercepted and I'll never be a hemshech to the raven family? Thirdly, we have to understand, the Chasam Sofer explains that the raven is a very unreliable animal. You know, when you want to send a shliach, you want to make sure that the shliach does something because he's reliable. Problem is, the raven is a very unreliable animal. The raven is not loyal. The Chasam Sofer explains, the raven is very selfish. In Pirkei Shira we find that the raven is the only animal in the whole world which doesn't have rachmonis on its children. Every mother has a natural instinct when the child is born to give its child food. Says Chazal, and Reb Chaim Kanievsky explains this in Pirkei Shira. He says, the raven doesn't give its children food. And Hashem has to make a nes that from the glolim, from the dung of the raven, there come flies, and that's where its children live from. So the raven is not reliable, he's selfish. Why is Noach sending the raven on a mission when he's not reliable. So in order to understand the depth of the raven, before we get to the Yoina, I'd like to be makdim a side Indian. We'll come back to the raven in a minute. The pasuk in Misli says, "Kol pol Hashem lemane." Everything Hashem created in the world was for a reason. Everything in the world, nothing is in the world for no reason. And others, we say, "Ein lecha dovor she'ein lo mokim." Everything is for a reason. Everything has a place. Everything has a reason. Now, Yalkut Shemoni Remez Kuf Lamed Aleph, David HaMelech has a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David says to Hashem, "Hashem, you built an amazing world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you built a phenomenal world. I've got one question for you. I understand why you created all of your creations. But there's one person I don't understand why you created him. Who is that?" Before we get to the spider. In this Yalkut, who? The Meshuggah. David says to Rabbeinu Shleilam, "Why did you create the Meshuggah? I don't need any tachas for the Meshuggah." Says the Rabbeinu Shleilam, "David, this is going to save your life." And later on, in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chof Aleph, David HaMelech runs to Achish Melech Bovel, to a town in Gas, and they discover David HaMelech's there. They want to kill David HaMelech because everyone's running after him, and they bring him to the king, and David starts playing up like he's a Meshuggah. And Achish Melech Bovel turns around his office and says, "This is not David HaMelech." He says, "I've got a daughter who's a Meshuggah, and I know when someone's really crazy. This man is really crazy. There's no way this man is David HaMelech." And David HaMelech gets saved because he's a Meshuggah. So Rabbi Shem shows him. And then, as the Olam mentioned, in the Medrash Sefer Osias, we find that David HaMelech says, "Hashem, okay, I understand why you need a Meshuggah. But why do you need a hornet and a spider? I've gone through all of the Bria, I understand everything else. Oh, but a hornet, an achbish, and a spider, which is the achbish, and a tzira, which is a hornet, why do you need them?" So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to David, "Tovoy shov et tzitarach l'shtei elu." There will be a time where you'll need these two. Why? The spider, we all know the story, where David HaMelech is in the cave, and the spider spins a web, and that's why he's saved, because he looks like there's no one in the cave. And the achbish, why do we need the tzira, the hornet? So then there's this, in Shmuel Aleph, Pechavov, there's a fascinating story where David HaMelech is, David and Shaul hates David. David is looking for a way, how can I get Shaul HaMelech to believe that I really don't hate him? He decides he's going to sneak into his room by night, he's going to stand next to his bed, he's going to take a weapon, he's going to go out again, and he's going to show, "Shaul, I was next to your bed. I could have killed you. I didn't kill you. You know why? Because I love you. I care about you. I don't hate you. I'm not your enemy." And David HaMelech goes into Shaul's bedroom. And Shaul has an inbuilt alarm system. But who is the inbuilt alarm system? The inbuilt alarm system is Sarzvoy Avner. And Avner is sleeping there in Shaul's room. But he manages to get past Avner. He's standing next to Shaul's bed. And he's holding the weapon in his hand. And he's trying to escape. He's trying to get out of here. And then, in the middle of his sleep, Avner moves his position, and he blocks the door. David HaMelech is stuck inside. He can't get out of the room. He davens to Hashem. He says, "Hashem, save me. I'm stuck here in a room with Shaul, with Avner. They're both asleep. I can't get out." Hashem sends a hornet. He sends a tzira. The hornet bites the leg of Avner. Because of the pain in his sleep, he moves his leg. And David HaMelech gets out. David HaMelech gets saved. Hashem shows David HaMelech, everything in the world was created for a reason. The spider, the hornet, the shoiter, everyone's got a reason. There's loads of Gemaras, we all know everything in the world is for a reason. Gemara Ksubas Tachem at base, why you need five fingers, the Gemara explains every finger we have, every detail we have. So let's understand. Noach says to the Oirev, "Why do we need you? Why does the world need you? You're a raven, you're a selfish bird, what do we need you for?" Says the Keles Yitzchok, a phenomenal explanation. He says as follows. He says, why those three, says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, three of the creations in the Teva didn't listen to what was told. They were said, in the Teva, don't be mashamash, don't live together, husband and wife, in the Teva. Three did. One was the dog, the Kelev, one was the Oirev, and one was Chom. Those three were mashamash b'Teva. Explains the Keles Yitzchok, a phenomenal explanation. He says, the Kelev, even though, basically, he explains that the argument between Noach and the Oirev was that Noach said, "Oirev, you are the one that didn't listen to what you should have done on the Teva, therefore you going on the dangerous mission." The Kelev says to him, "What do you mean? There's other people too. There was Chom ben Noach. There was the dog. Why are you picking on me to go on the mission if I was the naughty one, so to speak?" So David HaMelech says to him, so Noach, I'm happy that Elam are holding with better than I am. So Noach says to him, the Kelev, we need the Kelev. You know, we need a dog, we need a sheepdog. Dogs are security. They have some sort of, they're giving to the world in their way. Chom, he's a human being, he can do tshuva. But you, you're Oirev, you're giving nothing to the world. You did your mashamash b'teva, you didn't do the right thing, so we're sending you out the teva. So the Oirev has a good taina. So Noach has a good taina. Comes along the Rabbeinu Shalala. And the Rabbeinu Shalala says, no, keep him. That in that time, Hashem gets involved in the argument and Noach Oirev says, no, kableyu, I need him. You know why? Because everything in the world has a reason. And the Oirev one day is going to save Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi one day is going to be there in a famine. And the Oirevim will be the only ones that are going to bring, they're going to fly like in today, in nowadays, you know, everyone's talking about drones, a whole new invention, delivering from drones. No. Already then, we had deliveries. The Oirev would pick up the bread and meat, and they would take it to David HaMelech, to Eliyahu HaNavi, and that's how Eliyahu HaNavi got saved. So the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is showing, Noach, the Oirev, even though to you it looks like he hasn't got any tachlis, but he really does. He really does have a tachlis. Now the raven, let's think for a second. The raven, the symbol of the raven to us is showing us that even though something to us has no use, this person is selfish, this person doesn't care about his children, this person is nothing to the world, says Rabbeinu Shalom, no, everybody has a tachlis in the world. In many years' time, he is going to be the one that's going to save Eliyahu. That's worth it for him. We have to remember, the Erev is the symbol to show us that everybody has a tachlis. However, unproductive it may look like, everyone has a tachlis. And Be'etzim, you know, Rabbi A.J. Twersky, he wrote about 30-something books in his life. And he writes, he said, Be'etzim, all my books I wrote were about one topic. They were all about self-esteem. That every person has to believe that they have what to give to the world. And especially now, it's important for us to remember, especially the older chalok of the Kehillah, they're stuck at home more than bound. They think, you know, what am I adding to the world? It's not true. Everybody has their tachlis, has their kvod shamayim, they're giving to the world. And the Oirev, and therefore, the Oirev's message to the world is, however unproductive I may look like, I'm still productive. Fine. So we've understood now so far why Noach sent the Oirev out the teva on the dangerous mission first. But we still have to understand a different point. Who does he send next? The Oirev isn't Matzliach in his mission, the raven. He sends the Yoina. He sends the Dav. Now, he sends the Dav, says the Pasuk, Noach sends the Dav. The Dav comes back empty-handed. He doesn't give up. He sends the Dav a second time. And the second time, the Dav comes back with the Alezayis Befiel, with the olive leaf in his mouth. Now, a few questions for the Oilem. Number one, why does he choose the Dav? If the raven is Matzliach, he has other birds in the table. Why the Dav? Secondly, he sends him once, he isn't Matzliach. Why pushing him in to go a second time? By the raven, he wasn't Matzliach, he didn't send him a second time. Secondly, why are there olive leaves in his mouth? Thirdly, let's think for a second. The Yoino, where else do we find the Yoino in the Torah? Let's think about the Dav, the Yoino. Every Shabbos we sing, Yoino Motzav Oimonayach, Vashom Nichol Giyakayach. All of the incidents we sing about the Yoino. And fourthly, which one of the Nevi'im is called after an animal? Yoina HaNovi. Yoina HaNovi, he is called Yoina HaNovi. So there must be a depth over here to understanding the Yoina from all of these points. Let's try and understand the Yoina a bit deep. Now, I want to understand the Yoina better, I want to tell you a story that happened in Melachim. Melachim Aleph Perek Yud Zayin. Eliyahu HaNovi, we mentioned earlier, didn't have what to eat, he was starving, and Hashem sent him the Urvim, Hashem sent him all of the ravens to bring him meat and bread. Now, they've stopped coming. Eliyahu is hungry. Hashem says to Eliyahu HaNavi, go to a place called Tzurfosa, a town which is called Sidon, and there look for an almona and ask the almona for food. Eliyahu HaNavi goes. He goes to this place and he goes to this almona and he finds an almona there, and he says to her, can I have food? And she says to him, yeah, I've got a little bit of grains, I'll make some food. And he stays in her house, and she gives him food. Now this almona has a son. And not long after Eliyahu HaNavi is in her house, her son becomes terribly ill, and her son dies. And she comes to Hashem, to Eliyahu, what's going on? After everything I've done, you have to save my son. And Eliyahu HaNavi takes her son, takes him up to the loft where he was staying. He puts his mouth on his mouth, his eyes on his eyes, and he davens to Hashem, and Eliyahu HaNovi does Tchiyas HaMisim with his child. He does Tchiyas HaMisim with his child, and the child comes back to life again. Who was this child? Says the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer in Perek Lamed Gimel, this child that Eliyahu HaNovi did Tchiyas HaMisim with is Yoina HaNovi. It was Yoina HaNovi. And let me explain something fascinating. Says the Neyam Elimelech, says the Neyam Elimelech in Pasha Shlach, he says, Yoina HaNovi was called Yoina. Why? What's the power of the Yoina? What's the story about Yoina? Yoina is loyalty. We're going to speak soon about the power of the Yoina, why the dove is the loyal bird. Says the Neyam Elimelech, Yoina Be'etzim was very loyal. Aye, everyone's sitting here, what do you mean? Yoina didn't listen to Hashem. Hashem sent him to go to Nineveh, and he went away, he ran away from Hashem. What do you mean Yoina was loyal? Says the Neyam Elimelech, beautiful. The Neyam Elimelech says, Yoina, what was his loyal? He said he did an Aver Lishmo. Yoina knew, if I go to Nineveh, and I tell them to be Chayze B'tshuva, they'll be Chayze B'tshuva, then it'll be a Kitruk on Klal Yisrael. So Yoina explains the Neyam Elimelech, decided I'm not going to go to Nineveh, and I'm going to run away kavyochel in order because I'm loyal to Klal Yisrael. That was Yoina's doing. His disloyalty was coming from the fact, explains Neyam Elimelech, that he wanted to be loyal to Klal Yisrael. Then Dr. Meridik, he says Yoina ben Amitai. He was ben Amitai. Amitai is the Loshen Emes. Yoina is the symbol of loyalty. Ben Amitai, the son of Emes. He's the example of Emes of Ne'monus. Now, what does it mean? What do you mean the Yoina is loyal? What way is the dove loyal? The Pasuk in Shir Hashirim, which also mentions Yoinim, Hinech Yofo Rayosi, Hinech Yofo Be'inayich Yoinim, says the Medrash Tanchuma, my Yoina is the Yoina, once it has a partner, once it has a wife, they'll never leave each other, even after death. Eino Zozo Mimeno Kach Yisrael, Klaus Fogapeta Yoina, We'll never leave Hashem. We're like the Yoina. We're devoted like the Yoina. The Gemara in Erevin says, Merid Gazach, Rabbi Yochanan says, if the Torah wouldn't have been given to us, we would have learned tznius from a cat. It's a different shit. Why? Gezel from an ant. And Aroyos from a Yoina. Why? Says Rashi, She'ine Nizkak Elal Bazuga. The Yoina is the most faithful animal. It will never leave its partner, never leave its wife. Says the Medrash Shechetov, even more, he's not only loyal to his wife, he's loyal to his children. You know, if you ever do Shalach HaKan, you'll notice, you Shalach HaShalach HaSa'im, you'll send away the mother, the mother will never go back to the nest, most cases. Because the mother's scared, you tampered with the nest already, it's dangerous for me. And she'll leave the eggs in the nest and run away, build a new nest. Says the Medrash Shechetov in Perek Dalet, the Yoina is a very devoted animal, not only to its partner, but to its children. Yoina will go, and it doesn't worry about anything else. It worries about its children, and it will go back to the nest, however dangerous it may be. Because the Yoina is a symbol of being devoted, being caring. Now, says the Malbim, that on this vot of Yoina, he says, what's pshat the Yoina? He said, Noach had his own pet Yoinas. In those days, same way to have, we have delivery people, we have Speedy here, whatever company we're going to use to deliver our things. He says, the Yoina in those days, as those of you may remember, they would deliver post with pigeons, doves and pigeons. They would deliver post with. You tie the letter onto the feet of the dove, the pigeon, and it would take it for you. It's the most reliable messenger. Yoina is a symbol of loyalty. Yoina HaNovi was loyal to Hashem ul Teirosoi. Yoina HaNovi was the one that was as loyal as possible. That was Yoina. I know, whenever I talk about Yoina, to understand the Oymek HaDvarim of the Yoina, I have a very close friend of mine, made chasana years ago, and he brought doves to the chuppah. Now, why? This is the reason why that some people will have a dove, because a dove is the symbol of loyalty, and they brought doves to the chuppah, and after the chuppah, the doves were still there. So they went, somebody was there, so he said, how are you going to take the doves back? He said, well, the doves came from Wigan, but how are you going to get the doves back? He said, no problem. They opened the cave, they opened the cage, and the doves start flying out. I said, what do you mean? They're flying? Yeah. They said, don't worry, a dove is such a loyal bird, it will fly straight back to Wigan without any problem. The dove is the symbol of loyalty. That's Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are loyal, and Yoina was loyal, so loyal, that he wanted to be Moisa Nefesh in order for Klal Yisrael, as the Neyam HaMelech calls it, Avera Lishmo. Now, says Rechaim Shmulevitz, He says loyalty, ne'emonus, is an amazing middle we have. We say before Krishna, Kael Melech Ne'emon. Hashem is Ne'emon to us, we are Ne'emon to Hashem. He brings the famous story of Pinchas ben Yoel. The two people came past him and left a bag of barley, 2 kilos of barley berach in his house. And they left, they forgot it. What did he do? He took the barley, he planted it, he sowed it, he harvested it, he filled up warehouses of it. They came back years later and he said, you know, by the way, you left some barley behind. They said, really? He takes them to a warehouse full of barley and they said, what is this? This is yours. You left us a bag of soirim and I've grown it for you. That, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, is the spitz nemonus. When you're caring about somebody, you're devoted, lemalo masodoseinu, such a devotion, such a dedication, that is the power of a nemon. Now, I don't know which of you here, those of you on the screen, those of you here, a lot of people have a minug to tie the tefillin up like kanfe yoyna. Tie the tefillin up in a way like the wings of a yoyna. Now, what's the makor of this? So it's a few gemaras. Gemara and Shabbos in a few places. Says the Gemara and Shabbos, the Memtes. One day, there was a gezerah from the Malchus of Rome that Klal Yisrael cannot wear tefillin. Whoever will wear tefillin, you knock him moichay. Elisha went, and he was Moser Nefesh, he put tefillin on, and he's wearing tefillin, and suddenly there's an officer around, he takes the tefillin off his head and he starts running. The tefillin in his hand, and Elisha's running, the officer runs after him, says the Gemara, Ro'u Kaster Echod, Rots Miponov, Verots Acharov, he runs after Elisha, and he gets to him, and when he gets to him, he puts them in his hand, he's hiding them in his hand, he says to the officer, sir, what have you got in your hand? Elisha says to him, I have doves. He says, you have doves? Really? Show me. He opens his hand, and he's got dove. He's got doves in his hand, not tefillin. They changed the doves. There was an ace. Says the Gemara, why? Klal Yisrael are compared to a yoyna. Like it says, Poskin Tehillim. It says, the Poskin, Kanfe yoyna nichbe bekesef. Ma yoyna, knofer magina seleh. Like the yoyna, the wings look after it. So too, Klal Yisrael, the mitzvahs look after Klal Yisrael. So now, he's called, he gets the name, Elisha Balak Nofayim, because Elisha was the one that had the nace about the yoyna. But my question to you on this Gemara is as follows. When Elisha is running with a tefillin in his hand, and he's being caught by the officer, you know, he's been caught with a speeding ticket, so to speak, and he says to him, what's in your hand? Why did he decide to choose a yoyna? Of any other animal, he could have said, I've got in here mice, I've got in here 1,000 things. Why the yoyna? You know why, says the yoyna? Because the yoyna is the symbol of loyalty. When he's being moisen nefesh with his tefillin, it's because I'm being moisen nefesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I'm loyal to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm loyal to you. I'm ne'emon to you, Luteroscho. You know, I met a yid, and I lived in Yerushalayim still. It was an old yid. They lived in Sanhedrin near me. And he told me, it was Tisha B'Av time, he said, I'm the whole way through, you see these tefillin? He said, the whole way through the wall, I had these tefillin tied to my leg, and wherever I ran, they were with me. Tefillin, says the Chinuch, is the symbol of loyalty to Hashem. We makash ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this space, such a special place. And that's the minhag, why a lot of us will tie the kanfei yoyna, tefillin, like kanfei yoyna. But, so we've understood the secret of a yoyna, why it's loyal. But why the alizayas? Why the tree, the leaves of an olive tree? Is that the yoyna had in its mouth? I want to share with you a fascinating Yerushalmi. Says the Yerushalmi. In Kilayim, Aleph Beg Zayin, he says, you know, have you ever had a grapefruit? A grapefruit is a grafted fruit. It's a mixture of a few different fruits. There's one tree, says the Yerushalmi, you cannot graft. Ein markiven. It doesn't work. That's the olive tree. The olive tree is pure. Hazayis einu mekabel hakover. You can be the most talented agricultural expert. You will not be able to be markiv to do a grafting with the olive tree. Says the Yerushalmi, why? So to Klal Yisrael, we won't have psalas. We're pure. We don't get mixed up. The Zayas is the symbol of purity, of loyalty. The dove, who is the most loyal animal, brings the olive, which is the loyal fruit, because it doesn't take her cover, and it comes to Noach, and it brings it back. That's the whole Yesod of Nemonus. So why do we sing it on Shabbos? Why do we sing Yoyna Motzah V'Manoach on Shabbos? What's so special about Yoyna Motzah V'Manoach? So I want to share with you Merde Gezach. The Matta Yehuda brings down, it says twice by the Shlich Yoyna Shivas Yomim. Sent him for seven. Wait 7 days. He sent the Yoyna 7 days. Why 7 days? Says the Mate. The Yoyna is such a loyal bird. It's Shema Shabbos. The Yoyna will not take a leaf off a tree on Shabbos. And the Shevet Temusa brings down, he says there's a certain fish that comes out of the sea on Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes, and it goes into dry land, and it goes back out the sea after Shabbos, because this fish is Shema Shabbos. And the Yoina is also Neman, it will not be Toilish Min HaMechubar B'Shabbos. The Yavetz brings down that the Yoina is such a loyal bird, it will not be Toilish on Shabbos, because the Yoina is devoted to Hashem. Shabbos is our devotion to Hashem, and that's why we mention the Yoina on Shabbos. That's why we sing Yoina Motz on Shabbos. That's why Yoina Hanovi, it was called Yoina Hanovi Ben Amitai, and that's why Noach chose Dafka the Yoina after the Mabul, where we were not Neman to Hashem beforehand, to show the symbol of loyalty when we're rebuilding the world. And that's why he takes the olive tree, which is the symbol of loyalty. Now, we've understood now why the Oirev was chosen the first, the raven was chosen. The raven, by the way, is black. It's negative. It's the color, it's shochor. The Sfarim speak about why the raven's black. Haven't got time to elaborate on that. That's a symbol of a selfish animal, which even though he's a selfish animal and he's not a loyal animal, he still has a tachlis. The Yoina is the opposite. The Yoina is loyal. The Yoina is the color white, which is the color of chesed, which we can't go into now. That's the Yoina. He's loyal. He's Neman. And Klal Yisrael compared to Yoina. But I want to tie things up with a phenomenal idea. We've all been to the Kaisel one time in our life. We all want at least to get to the Kaisel. If not, it's a bit more difficult. One of the most amazing times in the Kaisel is Netz. You know Netz? If you ever go to Netz, there's thousands of Yidden. There's the Ashkenazim, and the Sfarim, and the Hasidim. They're all different minyanim. And it's hustling and bustling. It's loud. But about a minute to Netz, suddenly you hear the words, Tzur Yisrael, Kumo Be'ezras Yisrael. Things start quietening down. And when it hits Netz, pin drop silence. Silence. It's peaceful. The mumchim that are there in the Kaisel, they say a phenomenal thing. I think they even brought out a documentary about this. That at the time of Netz, suddenly you look up, you see a massive group of doves coming to the Kaisel, and these white doves are circling around the Kaisel at the time of Netz. Except for 3 weeks a year. 3 weeks a year, the doves aren't there at the Kaisel. There's, instead of white doves, there's a group of black ravens that will come and circle on top of the Kaisel. When is those 3 weeks? At the weeks of Bein HaMetzorim, the time of Churban, the time of Hestepon. The Yoina is the symbol of Klal Yisrael's Nemonus. The Netzachama, which is the greatest Eis Rotzein, that's the time where they come out and they'll circle the Kaisel, reminding Klal Yisrael the power of Yoina. We're Nimishlu LeYoina. We have loyalty to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But at the time of the Churban, the raven will come up to remind us our tachlis, not to be like the raven, which is a symbol, which is black, which is a symbol of selfishness, which doesn't care about its children. And it's there to remind us our power. And that's the secret behind why Noach chose the raven and the Yoina. And we should be zoyche taka to emulate the Hashpoz Tevis of Klal Yisrael, Nimshalu LeYoina. Name.